for FCM.
6 CLX mobile monitoring.
Mike, KO4HKX.
I haven't talked to you since I met you in person. How are you, Patrick?
It was nice to meet you, 2 weeks ago now?
Unexpected. I sit there at the light and look over. It's like, holy mackerel, look at all the Mac tool trucks. I had to stop.
It's our monthly meeting. We move it around from place to place, but we decided to go there that Monday night or Tuesday night.
Parking lot. Hardly a place to park for all the tool trucks.
That's one thing we have a trouble finding is a place we can all get in. And you'd be surprised at how many businesses don't want us.
But I guess I understand it the other half, too. I don't know. Whatever.
See, we'll park way out back somewhere and just walk up. But they still just don't want us in the parking lot. I don't get it.
Kind of dumb. At that Bubba Annie's where you're at, if you can't find parking, you can always park in the shopping center behind Bubba Annie's. But that used to be a grocery store there. That's been shut down for 10 years now.
That's because we're all truck drivers. Uh-oh. KG4MK, yes, just going to throw in. It's just a truck driver thing. Used to do the same thing to me when I'd park out front in Walmart and I was delivering there and they still ran me off.
This is Patrick and Mike. Good to hear you this morning.
Just headed up here to grab a biscuit and get ready to get back on the interstate and go up toward Southeastern again, exit 40. It's my routine. I've been running Seneca and Bad Creek every day this week. That's the reason why I hadn't got over your way yet. But they did tell me yesterday late that, they felt like that I was working situation looked like that I was healthy enough to be on my own on Monday. But I got coached every day this week, you know. You ain't young. Take it easy. If you don't feel like it's something you can do, just don't do it.
Well, glad you're back at work and able to get going again. And definitely be nice to be on your own again, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was going to add a comment to the comment of all the Mack trucks, or the tool trucks setting up in a parking lot. It'd be like redneck heaven. I could buy a tool off of each one. All right, I'm going to jump out of here in just a second and grab me a biscuit, but I'll be back on the road in a few. KG4MEK.
Talk to you again. You be careful out there. KO4HKX. Pick it up, Mike.
Hey, Wayne. Nice to make your acquaintance. N6CLX here. Mike. Yeah, it was redneck heaven. Heck, man. Although then I go inside and I see that table full of rough-looking dudes. I don't know.
Our ex-mechanic, so you never know what you're getting.
I've hung around some mechanics, and I have to agree with you. They can be kind of a strange crowd.
Definitely a different breed. That's for sure. And I know it, and it is what it is. I was born this way, nothing I can do about it.
Mechanics and the... might be the ones that are worse or the machinists, though.
I've not been around too many machinists, so I really couldn't say on that one. Been around one or two, and yeah, personalities there just don't work most of the time.
I know what you mean by that. They get paid a lot of money to stand around and watch something turn.
They got a job to do, and I get it. They're using... They're paid to program that machine and make sure it's doing its job, but, yeah. I don't know. We'll leave it alone there.
Yeah, well, in the old days, and then they had to set it up in the machine. You were paying them for that expertise, setting it up. And you still are, keeping the machine running and setting it up. But, yeah, let's just leave that alone.
About it, we're all eccentric in our own way. So, I mean, that's what makes the world go round. That's why we're not robots.
This AI is going to take over all our jobs. You know what I say to that? They can have it.
I think it's a shame that that's what people want. They have no desire to accomplish anything themselves anymore. It's just sad.
But, yeah. I mean, we still got more people. We can still have more job openings in this country than we have people not working. Go figure.
I've only been unemployed one time in my life, and that's when I got laid off at DuPont and chose to go back to school for automotive. And I've always been told and always been under the philosophy it's easier to find a job when you have a job.
My dad told me I graduated college. He says, now you know what your full-time job is? I said, what, Dad? He said, getting a job.
I'm a mechanic. I didn't start out as a mechanic. I started out as the guy that takes the trash out. And, you know, I was older at that point, but I put in my time at the bottom and worked my way up. You know, you still had to prove yourself. Nowadays, everybody wants to start at the top.
Years and years ago for an application engineer position. I ran out of things to ask, so I just asked the stupid question, where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years? The guy didn't even bat an eye. He looked at me, he says, I want your job. And he says, what is your job?
I mean, I understand the desire to always want to do better, but how about learn what you got first?
I do every day. Passed an 18-wheeler. It's one of those that's got the extra long load, so it's got four trailers. Probably for wind turbine blade or something. Never really thought about it, but how do they get it, the truck to get the load? They got two of the trailers on top of the other two.
Those can be pretty heavy, and they got to distribute it out over a bigger distance so it can get on the weight limits of the road per axle.
Those trucks that steering's all done hydraulically on those trailers, if you ever see one, it's pretty darn cool.
Some of those, and they are pretty cool, and it's pretty interesting to try to watch them get around some of these turns and maneuver. A couple years ago, they were bringing in some beams on Highway 11, and I don't know if you're familiar where 11 and 276 come together, but there's a pretty sharp turn there for a longer vehicle. And these beams had to be 100 feet long, and they were trying to make that turn. It was pretty fun to sit there and watch, because we had to just block traffic and let them make the turn, because they had to take the whole intersection.
Like that. They're basically going from the right-hand shoulder to the left-hand shoulder in the back and taking up both lanes. It's just really amazing.
It's amazing what you can accomplish when you put your mind to it, and just a little bit of want to.
I gotta add some kudos to you in there. It took me to earn a little bit more money to change my mind on this, but the right tool, brother, that's what makes all the difference.
And most of the time, people have to learn that the hard way. We've all been there. When I started in the industry, I was like, man, these tools are just so expensive. Why can't I just use Craftsman tools or, you know, Proto or something like that? And not even anything against them at that time, but when you start using it every day and your livelihood is dependent on it, you'll start changing that attitude because they just don't hold up the same.
I'm sick and tired of going back to try to fix something I've already fixed, and the head of the bolt's rounded over. It's like, no, I'm tired of it.
one, you know, the tolerances are different. Seen a lot of guys round off nuts and bolts just because their wrenches don't work like they're supposed to, or sockets, or they're such a soft material, they just strip out. You know, I've seen all of that, and then it just costs you more time and money and effort. So, yeah, I get it. I learned those lessons the hard way when I was young, and have not forgot them. Fortunes yet.
I was building the deck. I got to the last two uprights for holding the rails, the posts, and they were going into concrete that I poured. Studs worked out perfect for the mounting. I just didn't have any room to put the nuts on. So I had to wait a week, and I bought some 18-point nuts, or made 16-point, whatever the aircraft point is. And the neighbor was asking me, what the heck is that? So when they came in, I showed them. I said, this is so you can get enough grab on it with a tool that goes into a small hole and still be able to turn it without rounding it. He was amazed.
It's pretty amazing what you can do with the right stuff, and it's pretty amazing what you can accomplish when there's just some sheer want to in it.
Go ahead. My radio's been acting funny. My antenna, something's not right. I'm getting heavy interference in places I've never had them before.
Missing more of that also as I'm driving around. It's a lot more stuff's interfering with radio reception. These billboards and parking lot lights and all that stuff where they're all switching over to LED, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if that's what it is or not, but it's where I seem to notice it more.
Now, never had it happen before, but it's just opening the squelch and blanking the repeater completely. It's a pretty hefty signal, whatever it is.
Some of those too, and I've been noticing them up around the house more often too, where I don't have all this stuff. You know, there are no LED billboards up there where I'm at.
Explorer behind me. I could count his eyelashes. He was so close. Got in, and I didn't get over because I'm in the left lane. I'm following traffic. He got in the right, in the center lane to pass me, and changed his mind when he saw the cop up there.
Do that. But Mike, I'm gonna hop out of here. I'm getting close to where I'm going now, and need to get a few things done when I get there. You have a good trip on into to work this morning, and hopefully it's a productive day for you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Back, and you have a good day and a prosperous one yourself, and hopefully get to talk to you on the way back home tonight. N6CLX, I'll be monitoring.
Hey, Patrick, have a good day. Got back on Interstate. Rocking and rolling. KG4MK.
You do the same and be safe out there, KO4HKX.
I'm surprised they're even telling you that, because we got plenty of truckers coming and picking up stuff in our warehouse, and they refuse to touch it. I had one guy make me... I work in the front. I was the only one there. He made me load his truck. I couldn't believe that. Contractors for FedEx Freight.
What the heck? I know I went and picked up some stuff the day before yesterday, and I got a Hawk riding in the truck with me, and he's monitoring me because I'm having a hernia surgery, and the customer told me, he says, there's 16 pallets right there. And I was like, if you don't mind, could you load them with that forklift for me, please? And he's like, okay. And he kind of looked at me strange. I said, I'm just now coming back from hernia surgery. He didn't say no more. You sat down. I said, well, I'm not going to get comfortable. I was like, I'm just letting you know. And I told one of my customers that one day this week, and they just said, well, if you're back to work, you ought to be good to go.
We had a new one last week. We had a customer use their truck line, so they called in Central Freight. They had to come back three times because we have these rolls of fabric that get pulled out, and they refused to take them because they weren't on pallet.
Yep. There's some things. There's a Mack truck right there. Oh, me talking about tool trucks, not this past one, but anyway. Yeah, that, there's some things that I have picked up, and it's according to what it is, I kind of make a judgment on it. You know, if it's just a roll or if it's a bundle, I don't worry about putting it on a pallet. If it's a short enough bundle, I'll ask them to put it on a pallet so I can recoup it to move it to a different location on the trailer. But, yeah, I don't normally, you know, get too crunk up about that, but company coming back because it's not being palletized, that sounds like somebody's lazy.
They had just made this new company policy. Everything has to be on a pallet. So third time they came back, we'd already talked to the driver. The driver said, I'll be back tomorrow. I'll pick them up. I'll leave room on the truck, and I'll put them on a pallet back at the yard. That's what he did.
I always just try to be helpful, informative. When someone's got freight, and I'm just kind of like, you know, is this the first time you've delivered, or not delivered, first time you've used us to transport your stuff, and they'll say, yeah. And I'm like, just hypothetically giving you something to help you out here a little bit. If you'll do this and this and make sure you do that, then, you know, that'll protect it for you. And I'll leave it at that. And usually when I do something like that, usually we keep them from now on. Especially someone, a new company that's, you know, just using us for the first time. Just try to be helpful and not be freight refusing like attitude, because I've heard some of those guys, I'm not going to name the company, they were ahead of me and I was just kind of waiting in line, and boy, I'll tell you what, I was like, my goodness, how are they still in business?
I mean, if I'd been a jerk about it when I was loading that trailer, I could have bumped our stuff into someone else's stuff. Whose fault would that be?
Say you work up front at UPS. Is UPS at?
Or is Dale? He goes between freight depots for UPS.
I don't know why in the world of repeaters, Scratchy and Poppy on me. Yeah, I missed some of that, but I liked what that conversation y'all was having earlier, you know, about stuff interfering with the radios more. I notice every single time I pull into a restaurant, a gas station, or a Hardee's, I notice that they've got these, especially the places where they've did a complete remodel, those LED lights or something there gives off a serious umbrella of interference. And I notice every time I pull into my restaurant to grab my biscuit, y'all completely disappear every time.
Another culprit, don't have a lot of them around here, but those solar panels, those panels have inverters built in at the panel. Man, those things will cause a racket. I'm here at the office, so I'm going to let you go. Good luck on your driving today. Stay healthy, and I'll talk to you later in 6CLX. I'll be clearing your file.
Alrighty. Well, have a good day. And catch up with you either Monday or maybe even in the morning. I don't know what I'm going to be doing, but anyway, Just gonna try to enjoy the day and just do it one stop at a time. KC4MK.